From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Wilson Sayre. Governor Rick Scott has joined the chorus of critics of the Department of Veterans Affairs, which is under intense scrutiny for alleged cover-ups of hospital treatment delays. Sammy Mack reports Florida has now filed a federal suit seeking access to VA hospitals.
Inspectors with Florida's Agency for Healthcare Administration are responsible for visiting hospitals and clinics and making sure that they're safe for patients. But according to the state's lawsuit, when the agency tried to respond to complaints about the VA hospitals in Florida, the VA denied access. Florida alleges that the VA refused to even respond to the state's public record requests under the Freedom of Information Act. The suit demands that Florida be allowed access to inspect VA hospitals. Governor Rick Scott began criticizing the VA hospitals as the national scandal developed over the cover-ups of long waits for veterans to get appointments. I'm Sammy Mack in Miami.
Last year, Commissioner Esteban Bovo floated an idea about how to make more money for Miami-Dade County libraries. Engage in commercial activity, like selling books, food, or coffee. Recently, Miami-Dade County Mayor Carlos Jimenez responded to this idea.
We're looking at that, sure. Like have a Starbucks or something, you know, to increase revenue to the library. So we're looking not only at the expense side, but also the revenue side.
Jimenez says regardless, all libraries will be open for the same number of days and hours this year as they were last. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Wilson Sayre. Now over to Andy Wagner.